Howdy, folks. You know, I was just reading about a university that's enlarged its facilities so it can handle 20,000 students in its classrooms and 80,000 in its football stadium. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment here. And if you want to be anybody these days, you sure take a back seat unless you can claim you've got the latest in fashionable miseries. Right now, the most interesting topic of conversation, of course, is the Asiatic flu. Just plain flu by itself won't do anymore now. I know a fellow who had just ordinary old boarding house flu recently. It didn't surprise me, because this fellow never had much class about himself anyway. You remember not long ago it was stylish to say, "I've got that virus that's going around." Now it's the Asiatic flu. You remember when folks had a crick in the back or lumbago? Well, the stylish thing now is to call it a slipped disc. Yeah. Only our best people have slipped discs now. Personally, I think this Asiatic flu will go out of fashion pretty soon. Not that it isn't serious. It's bad enough to get you real sympathy, believe me. Of course, that's the important angle. It's not much fun bragging about your misery, no matter how modern it is, unless you can stir up a smidgen of sympathy there. Like people, you know, that they expect sympathy when they tell you they don't have any appetite or something. Well, I can't get sympathetic there because, I always have an appetite for double mint chewing gum. And double mint, I'll tell you, it won't dull your appetite either, even right before meals. It's a light, wholesome treat. It's satisfying, but it's not filling. So, tell you, chewing double mint's a grand way to keep your family happy when lunch or supper's late there. Speaking of lateness, I guess we're a little late right now for Paula Richards' song, which is "On the Sunny Side of the Street."
Grab your coat and get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Boy, that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet on the sunny, sunny, sunny side of the street.
Well, here's a package of double mint gum for singing that song so successful, Paula. You know, last month I was down home in Winston County, and my Uncle Delbert, he gave me quite a lecture on being successful. He said, "Pat, it's time you was mounting to something." He said, "Look at Thomas Jefferson. He wrote the Declaration of Independence when he was 33. George Washington was only 24 when he commanded the forces of Virginia. And Daniel Webster went to Congress before he was 30. And I said, well, now, Uncle Delbert, don't you worry about me now. Grandma Moses didn't start painting till she was 76. And Ike wasn't elected president till he was 63. And Bernard McFadden didn't jump out of his first airplane till he was past 80. So just give me time. I suppose you've all been reading in the papers, too, about the visit of Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. They're coming to this country October 11th, I think it is. The only complaint is they're going to spend just 5 days on our shores. I'll tell you, down at home in Winston County, Ken folks stay longer than that when they go visiting down the road a piece there, you know. Well, here coming up the road a piece to keep the music going, we have the Halloran Quartet here. They're great believers in Social Security, these boys. You know, the Social Security you get from chewing refreshing double mint gum. It's like, wearing a bouquet on your breath. It makes your mouth taste fresh and cool and clean. Double mint. It's just delicious. But instead of talking about why the boys sing so good, I better let you listen to how.
Down, down,
and the walls come tumbling down.
Just at the Battle of Jericho, 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 just at the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Glory, hallelujah, Josh.
At the Battle of Jericho, 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 just at the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about your kings of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho.
That morning, Brother Josh,
at the Battle of Jericho, 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 Josh, at the Battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Right up to the walls of Jericho, they marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ramparts, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle am in my hand.
Hallelujah! Then the lamb, ram, sheep horns began to blow, and the trumpets began to sound. And Joshua commanded the children to shout, and the walls come a-tumbling down.
Glory, hallelujah, Joshua,
hit the battle of Jericho. The battle of Jericho. And the walls come a-tumbling.
And the walls come a-tumbling down.
Oh, fine, boys. You know, I'll never cease to be surprised at the unusual jobs that women folks are filling these days. There's a lady in Buffalo, New York, who operates a huge crane in a steel mill, you know, scooping up tons of molten metal just like some women scoop up a cup of flour. She says the work's easier than pushing a baby buggy down the street. Of course, one reason I mention this is my wife has been complaining lately about having to pick up clothes after me every day. See, I'm a pretty sly operator there. Of course, I wouldn't have to work it that way. I could just give her a stick of double mint gum every morning. Everybody likes a treat while they're working, and what treat could be more convenient than delicious double mint chewing gum, huh? It can't possibly interfere with your busy hands, and I'll tell you, you'll find that chewing double mint is a real help on the job there. Somehow, things go easier and faster while you chew away steady and refreshed. Keep some handy where you work, will you? Refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum. Say, I guess it's about time for some music here, fellas. Well, those musicians sure passed the buck right back to me, didn't they? Well, I guess they're right. It's Buttram Bonus time, and today being Friday, the Buttram Bonus is no problem. For me, I mean. This is a day when when Buttram sings. Now, if you'll just chew away nice and steady on your double mint, chances are you won't mind my singing a bit. Anyway, here we go.
It goes like this, it goes like that. Alouette, a pretty alouette. A little bird, but what a bird. Its cheerful song round this good old world is heard. It sings a song the whole day long. Alouette, a pretty alouette. A little French bird every nation's heard. It says don't fret all together, alouette.
Alouette, pretty alouette.
Alouette, what a bird you are. Now I start to pat your head.
Now I start to pat your head.
A first your head.
A first your head.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette, pretty alouette. Alouette, what a bird you are. Now I gaily pinch your beak.
Now I gaily pinch your beak.
Now your beak.
Now your beak.
Pat your head.
Pat your head.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette, pretty alouette. Alouette, what a bird you are. Ha, I quickly tweak your nose.
Ha, I quickly tweak your nose.
Huff your nose.
Huff your nose.
Pinch your beak.
Pinch your beak.
Pat your head.
Pat your head.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette, gentle alouette. Alouette, gentle plumeray.
Jette de plumeray la douce.
This is French.
This is French.
Alanez.
Alanez.
Hominy grits.
Hominy grits.
Double mint gum.
Double mint gum.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Alouette, pretty alouette. Alouette, what a bird you are. Ho, ho, I stroke your legs.
Ho, ho, I stroke your legs.
Ho, your legs.
Ho, your legs.
Slap your back.
Slap your back.
Tweak your nose.
Tweak your nose.
Paint your beak.
Paint your beak.
Pat your head.
Pat your head.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Whoa. Alouette, pretty alouette.
Oh, what a silly bird you are. Oh, what a silly bird you are.
Well, Maurice Chevalier couldn't have done better, you know? Well, I'll tell you, there's a fresh weekend about to begin, so maybe you better check your supply of double mint gum there, huh? It's easy enough to do. You just slip your hand in your purse or pocket and see how many sticks you have left. But make sure there's enough for everybody in your home to enjoy over the weekend, will you? Your nearby double mint dealer can keep you supplied. Well, have a good weekend and join us again Monday. Till then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that a taxpayer is a government worker with no holidays, no sick leaves, and no vacations. Goodbye now.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.